it's something we need to continue to be incentivizing through our perch here in Washington, D.C. We got to make sure that basically we do everything we can to encourage producers to pivot that way in order to go towards mechanization. It's very, very important. Obviously, in the 2018 Farm Bill, I was able to get a couple of provisions in there, one dealing with mechanizations, making sure that there was a report by the USDA, what the USDA is doing on mechanization. In regards to that, I can tell you, not enough. All right, I'll be frank. We need more than just a report. We need actual actions when it comes to incentivizing producers to take those steps. Now, obviously, on the Central Coast, like I said, we have progressive thinkers who understand the importance of precision agriculture, but also not just for sustainable agriculture, but also for the labor issues that we have. Obviously, on the Central Coast, with our specialty crops, like I talked about, these are not the types of crops, as people know, that you can just send a machine through the fields. These are very soft fruits and vegetables that need that human discernment to determine, for example, what is an actual ripe, safe, aesthetically pleasing looking strawberry on a strawberry plant that has different, you know, stages of a strawberry growing out of it. A computer and technology hasn't caught up with that human ability to do that. And so obviously we have a labor issue with, and that's why immigration reform is one track we got to go down. But the other track, to get to my point, is mechanization.